Theater gehen, versuchen früh aufzustehen. Ab mit den Träumereien und ab und zu mal pünktlich sein. Immer Updates installieren, lernen sich zu motivieren. Über dumme Witze lachen, keine halben Sachen machen, nicht so viele Fragen stellen, Entscheidung fürs Leben fällt. Zu den Geschwistern sein, rausgehen, wenn die Sonne scheint. Auch mal Yoga ausprobieren, ja, bloß keine Zeit verlieren. Ding auch mal nicht ansehen und auf Nummer sicher gehen. Anfang etwas Sport zu treiben, bitte immer sachlich bleiben, sich nicht provozieren lassen, lernen auch mal loszulassen. Immer alle Chancen nutzen und auch mal die Fenster putzen. Keine Fehler, kein Vertun, keine Zeit sich auszuruhen. Bewerben, angemessen reagieren und das Schicksal akzeptieren. Glücksvorsorge nicht vergessen und nochmal Gemüse essen. Ab und zu was Kluges sagen und sich nicht zu oft beklagen. Immer nett sein, niemand kränken. Jetzt schon an die Rente denken.
For Weddings and Much More, German oriental swing punk band Budzilis and their new album Auf Geder und Verderb, meaning for better or worse. It's out next month on Munka Munka Records through Rough Trade, and though I've never seen them live, given the sound of that track alone, So Viel Zu Tun, I can only imagine what a total knees-up their gigs must be. Hello, I'm Lop Akotari, and I've got a mixed bag of treats for you tonight on World on 3, such as some great voices of revolution, a new take on old folk, music from a pedestrian subway, and a session from the American progressive bluegrass group Punch Brothers, recorded live at this year's Celtic Connections, and of course a smattering of new releases. Talking of which, Hege Rimmerstad is a well-established Norwegian fiddle player who's collaborated with artists such as Mari Boine. She's studied South Indian Carnatic violin techniques, and on one of her trips to India, Hege came across a biological preservation group called Navdanya, who are trying to protect farmers' rights and preserve seeds from extinction. Well, she visited some farmers in North India who work at an altitude of 2,000 metres. And through seeing what they do and hearing their stories, the ideas for her latest album, The Seed Keeper, was sown. Great singing from Slovakia and a group called Banda. They're from the capital, Bratislava, and like many groups in the contemporary folk music scene, happily play around with modern sounds and arrangements, reflecting, I guess, the increasingly multicultural world we live in. Progressive world music, they call it. Jedna is the album and Buzz, the track I played. Before that was Fords of Pittman from leading bluegrass songwriter and guitarist Charlie Sizemore. Rough Guide to Bluegrass came out just last month, and like so many of the Rough Guide series, it is a lovingly compiled album that really manages to encapsulate the sound of the Appalachian Mountains and gives a good entry point to those who know little about the music. You might think that this next track is electro tango from Argentina, but it isn't. In fact, I'm only taking you sort of round the corner and down from Slovakia to Slovenia, a country that used to be part of the former Yugoslavia and has been ruled and annexed by Romans, Habsburgs, the Italians, Germans and others. So it's no wonder that musically it's adventurous and draws on a wealth of varying folk traditions. This song is on a 2-CD compilation brought out by the Slovenian Music Information Centre, SIGIC, in an effort to present Slovenia's modern music scene to a greater audience. I'm going to play a couple more tracks from it later on, but for now, here's Transfigured Night from Vesna Zornik, a lover of the tango.
We'll be right back.
Unmistakable harmonies from Congo and Sukus, Luciana Demingongo and Sapas from his album Song Bleu, recently re-released by Stearns as a digital download. Still to come, what connects Joe Strummer and the Solomon Islands, music from the legendary Lion of Zimbabwe, Thomas Mapfumo, and dub the whole dub and nothing but the dub. But right now, here's the first of two parts of the Punch Brothers, recorded live at Celtic Connections in Glasgow just a few weeks ago in the city's oldest cinema, now turned into a concert venue, the ABC. I saw them just a few days before that concert and immediately searched out their back catalogue. So if this is the first time you've heard them, I think you may well find yourself doing the exact same. Here's about 20 minutes of that concert, and it kicks off with a song called Next to the Trash.
trash under the sink along with all of the cleaning supplies and the things that we buy and the side we don't need. But it's damp and it's dark and it's lonely in here next to the trash under the sink. But everyone needs some time off now and then. Time to happen, my friends, don't feel sorry for. Citrus and pine, they get harder to think. So I say, if you're playing a game, I hope you know how old it is. I'd be sorry if they threw you away, it's just a day. Thank you.
tasty and expeditious. The title track off our new record, Who's Feeling Young Now? Comes out February 14th. We had a whole record come out, though, before then, and we haven't seen y'all since then. So we'll get to some of that as well. But here's another one from the brand new record, and it's called Clara. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great stuff there. Ophelia bringing to a close that first session from Punch Brothers, recorded at this year's Celtic Connections. Details of the songs they played and the other tunes on tonight's programme are on the website at www.bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3, and then just click on playlist. You can hear part two of that gig in about 25 minutes' time. It's just over a year now since the Arab Spring began. Music and social networks have played a huge role in setting the pace, the scale, and the success of protest. Now, that combination of song and civil unrest is not new. Recent history has put music at the very centre of independence in Africa. In Zimbabwe, for example, it gave a powerful political voice to Thomas Mapfumo, eventually exiled from the country because of his sharp criticism of the government of Robert Mugabe. This is Endebaba from Mapfumo's album Rise Up. And in it, he's saying, let's move ahead, let's get on with our daily lives whilst continuing to fight for what we want. Endebaba, Endebaba, be open, you.
Kubigo Inga Nisuta Kajida Saka
I'm restless, In my dreams I long for you. I'm careless with the things I own 'cause of you. We're speechless for all that we had is what we disregard now. No emptiness. Mm-hmm. You had enough. With this time I see the truth. With you don't need me no more. With you I'm restless 'cause you don't love me like I love you. I'm restless 'cause my love just ain't coming through. Tell me how can you love got us so much of hate. Tell me how can you love when we don't practice what we preach. Do we forget? You brought through, hey, this darkness surrounding my world, hey, this darkness surrounding my world. If you don't go now, Lord, if you don't go now, I die. You had enough. This time I see the truth. With you don't need me no more. With you don't need me no more. And in the naked light say a brighter day. And at the end of the road I will sit and smile and say you don't need me no more. You don't need me no more. You don't need me no more.
Another voice that just aches with hurt and cries out against injustice. Nneka, the Nigerian songstress, and Restless from her latest album, Soul is Heavy. In fact, I think it's the song that she'd just written in the car on her way over to the Maida Vale studios to do a World on Three session with me summer before last. She sang it on the programme, unnamed, rough and acoustic, but powerful. And I'm glad that she's managed to keep that raw edge to it. Necker's going to be touring the UK, making her way down from Glasgow on the 11th of April to Brighton and London by the 17th. Do see her if you can. Check the internet for details. Mosquito-infested courtyards, upmarket toilets, and now a pedestrian subway. These are just some of the places I've gone in my quest to seek out good music. Last week, I headed down the Joe Strummer subway under the Marylebone flyover in London to Kiosk One, home of the Subway Gallery, run by photographer and music adventurer Jason Mayall. How Jason met the 16-piece bamboo band Narasirato from the South Pacific, toured with them and brought out two albums is another story, and one that I'm sure I'll get Jason to tell you about at some point. But for now, let me just say, the second album, Warato'o, is wonderful. It was recorded in Amsterdam, has a lot more texture and variation than the first, and it's going to be released in May on Smash Records. It is also great music to be greeted by as you walk under a major road in the freezing cold.
Mulher segundo meu pai.
Meu pai me avisou: homem não sabe, mulher falou que falou. Seu pai, meu avô, mulher é o que Deus quiser. Às vezes quero uma flor, às vezes só cafuné. Precisa de muito amor, haja amor, pra sempre carinho quer. Segundo meu pai, mulher costuma muito chorar, suspira pelo que quer. A mulher mania tem de entrega-se na colher a quem não vai se entregar. Meu pai falou que mulher, a mulher deve ter parte com o de muito amor, haja amor pra sempre carinho. Segundo meu pai, quando meu pai me avisou. Mulher deve ter parte com o mar. Maria na beira da praia viu a saudade chegar. O mar molhando a saia, os olhos molhando o mar.
A bit of silky smooth Brazilian jazz there from Annalise and a song called Mulher Segundo Meu Pai. Before that was Northeastern Grooves from guitarist Cachapa with Coco Rojão. Both those tracks are from a new compilation that slid out of the Songlines magazine this month called Brazil New Series. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. My guests, so to speak, on the show tonight are American progressive bluegrass group Punch Brothers, who the Radio 3 team recorded in Glasgow at Celtic Connections last month. Here's the second part of that recording, 20 minutes of sheer excellence. As the Scotsman said of the gig, musicianship that leaves you high on life. This is Brakeman's Blues.
That's right, I said Portland, Maine is just the same as sunny Tennessee. Oh, but in your place I hang my hat. It's home sweet home to me. Yodely, yodely, yeah, yodely. Oh, hell, I leave my breakfast, I leave my breakfast, I leave my breakfast.
and she slapped my face. Jolly, jolly, jolly.
Thank you.
My microphone right off right there. Allow me just 1 second.
Thank you.
Mr. Noel Fratelli on the banjo, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, that's Chris Thiele on the mandolin.
We're going to do one more song for you. Thank you so much for coming to our portion of this bill. We're honored to share it with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. They are a badass thing. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to leave you with a song about something y'all know better than just about anyone, as far as I'm concerned, and that would be whiskey. We wrote this song about rye whiskey. But tonight, every time I sing rye, I'll be thinking scotch. I thought about just substituting scotch for rye, but then I realized I'd definitely forget the words if I did that. I'd start making some stuff up, maybe even attempt a really bad Scottish accent. It'd be terrible. It'd be really bad. Don't worry, it won't happen. Everything's fine. To whiskey, thanks so much for coming to our show. We're Plush Brothers. We'll see you soon. Thank you. so much, folks, from Punch Brothers. Have a wonderful night.
In stomping good form, Rye Whiskey, ending that recording from Punch Brothers, who took Glasgow by the horns at this year's Celtic Connections. I've played one voice of revolution for you tonight in the form of Thomas Mapfumo, the Lion of Zimbabwe. Well, here's another. A double CD brought out by Stearns this month is actually called La Voix de la Révolution, The Voice of the Revolution. 23 tracks from the late, great Sori Kandia Kouyaté. Kouyaté was from Guinea, blessed with a beautiful voice and great statesmanship to boot. He represented his country as it entered a new life as an independent country at the UN, throughout Africa and beyond. He died at just 44 years of age, but his influence and his legacy live on. This album is testimony to that. This is Minawa. Dubtastic. Nick Page, aka Dubbler, and his Dub Colossus project, taking dub to Ethiopia and back. Dub Me Tender, Volume 1 and 2, is a reworking of the group's first two albums. Now, I could have played It's Friday, I'm in Dub, but given that it's now the early hours of Saturday morning, I went for the slightly more moody Crazy in Dub. It's out on Real World, and the Dub Colossus Sound System are going to be performing the album live this year all over Europe as a real-time dub experience. So check out the internet for forthcoming gigs. Two more songs now from the Slovenian CD box set I played earlier. Catalina is a six-piece folk band from the southeast of the country, and I'm going to play a sort of lullaby called Whoever is Sleepy. But first up, Vlado Kreslin, a former pop and rock musician, now turned folk artist. He's a prolific composer and poet with 14 albums and three volumes of poetry to his name so far. And he's even been called the Bob Dylan of the Balkans. This is Sing Me a Song.
Poj mi pesam o življenju in preširna najzveni. Poj mi še o hrepenenju, naj srca nam pomladi. Poj mi pesem o svobodi, ki živi. Poj mi pesem o žlehtnobi, ki se v hlapca naseli.
północy jest sladko spał, po północy jest swatę zbrał, po północy jest swatę zbrał. Swat jeni karne uryskaj te, kadar cię zmingesz jezdi te, kadar cię zmingesz jezdi te. Da neboleńczka słyszała, moja ta pierwa ljubica, moja ta pierwa ljubica. Svat je so se opijanili, pa so če zmingeš vriskali, pa so če zmingeš vriskali. Linčka vse dobro slišala, je anzelnu zažugala, je anzelnu zažugala. Čake le čake, anzel mlad, ki si te v mene golju fat, ki si te v mene golju fat. Predno bo jutri beli dan, te bojo že na pare zjal, te bojo že na pare zjal.
A traditional Slovenian song given a contemporary twist. You've been listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. Details of tonight's programme are on our website. I'll be back in 3 weeks' time when my guest on the show will be Congolese hip rapper Baloji. Next week, it's back to Marianne Kennedy, whose guests are going to be Tim Eddy and Brendan Power, hot from their win at last Wednesday's BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards for Best Folk Duo. I'm going to play us out tonight with another bit of dub, this time a reworking of a song from the bamboo playing ensemble Narasirato. Magic yourself away to the islands, lay back in the hammock, smile up at the night sky and lose yourself in the moment. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For this opening hour and a half tonight, the exotic and the erotic, the spiritual and the sensual for vocal and instrumental ensemble. Arabesques is the title of this concert from last year in Pitor on the northern Swedish coast. The music, contemporary Swedish and 20th century French, among the composers Sandström, Jolivet and Le Sieur. The singers are the Erik Westberg Vocal Ensemble, and they set off with what was in February last year the first performance of Fatima by Jan Sandström. It's a Kurdish love song describing various aspects of Fatima's beauty, her eyes, her divinity, and her movement, music and poetry in motion. the world premiere in Norrbotten in Sweden last February of Fatima by Jan Sandström. The Erik Vestberg Vocal Ensemble now with instrumentalists from the Norrbotten NEO in music by Jolivet, who studied with Messiaen, among others. This from 1963 is Jolivet's Madrigal, setting three poems by Max Jacob. The second is Mother of God. This first, almost an incantation, I love, O shoreless sea.